Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
I had two thoughts when I woke up this morning initially. Like, honestly, the first one was, I wonder if that little submarine was found.
Right.
That was my first thought this morning, right?
It has not, by the way.
It has not. And they are really running out of oxygen, like, within the next couple of hours. And they still aren't even found. So, I don't think we really need to state the obvious here. It don't look real good, though. My 8-year-old stepdaughter has been obsessed by this story. She was listening to our show yesterday as we were talking about it, and she hadn't heard anything about it, right? And for whatever reason, she is now obsessed with this story, but also obsessed with Titanic. She had never heard of it before, right? So I walk in the door yesterday, and she couldn't get enough information about this particular story. And then she started asking Tiffany and me about Titanic, and I'm like, well, we should just sit down and watch the movie together. And she's like, they made a movie about it? And I'm like, oh my God, back in the day, it was huge.
It's huge again now, because it just got released on a streaming service. Yeah. So a bunch of tweens are like newly obsessed with it.
So when I say, yeah, it was a huge, huge movie, she's like, bigger than Bring It On? And I said, even bigger than Bring It On. But I think it's going to be, I think it's going to be a sad outcome.
I saw on Twitter this morning, it was like 4 hours ago, they have 3 hours left of oxygen, and it's going to take them 3 hours to get to the surface.
I started to get like all morbid about it, man. There are articles written on like what happens when you don't have enough of oxygen, because we were asking ourselves in here yesterday, like, is it a peaceful way to go? Like, you're panicked for sure down there, but when you run out of oxygen, is it just like sort of gently falling into sleep and then you pass away? And what I read yesterday is that it is not that.
Yeah. Oh no, really?
Yeah, it's worse than that.
And then I read an article that they're like, these are just guesstimates as to how much oxygen is remaining and what they have left. An expert was saying that, you know, if the professionals on board had taught them how to conserve oxygen, maybe they have more, maybe they have less. But you do have to remember, it takes 2 hours to get down there and takes 2 hours to get back. So the way this has captured a nation and a world's audience, it's reminiscent of Baby Jessica. When everybody was just sitting there in front of their TVs waiting to see if she's going to be rescued from that well.
You guys want to hear something really creepy? Somebody asked an AI about this incident, and the AI said, yeah, it happened in late 2022 and linked to a bunch of news site articles about it, but then the links wouldn't work, and the AI said, unfortunately, they were found deceased, like gave the outcome of the story, and then said, never mind, and then wouldn't talk about it again.
What?
Oh, isn't that creepy?
Yeah.
That's really creepy.
Really creepy.
But I hope they get, I'm still holding out hope that somehow, against all odds, they will be found and they'll be alive.
I don't see how that's possible. And also, I was starting to think yesterday, like, even if, like, we're 3 days from now, right, and we know clearly what has happened, do you just stop searching for them? I mean, they're 13,000 feet down in basically their own sort of coffin.
Yeah.
Do you even go down and continue to look for them and to risk other lives? Or is this just, this is home now?
I think they will, because the Titanic went down and they still searched for that. I think it's human curiosity. And also, those bodies deserve a proper burial. Like, we don't know. I don't know what religion they are, what religious, you know, rights they have around death. And I would want, if that were my family member, I would want to have my husband's remains returned to me so that I could lay him to rest properly.
Yeah, I had that debate yesterday. I was wondering how you guys were gonna, this is kind of a morbid conversation. I wouldn't want my family to spend any money or time on it. I really believe that when you pass away, your spirit goes somewhere. So the body itself is sort of inconsequential in my world. So I wouldn't want them to spend any time, money, attention, nothing. I passed away doing what I really wanted to do. I'm adventurous. I was doing what I wanted to do. It's not me.
Now, so that's an interesting perspective, but put yourself in the shoes of the mother whose son is on board.
Mm-hmm.
As a parent, would you want your child's body back so you could grieve them and lay them to rest?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I would. If it was me, nah. But if it was my son, yeah.
Noted.
Right. My second thought this morning when I woke up, polar opposite thoughts, was, gosh, I wonder if Bart joined Kristen in that therapy session.
So, yesterday I told everybody that while my husband and I are good, I do think we could be better. In when it comes to communication, and not just like lack thereof, but our current communication style with each other. So I was like, what I've learned in life and from the mistakes I've made in the past, this wasn't even with a romantic relationship. This was actually in a professional relationship, that nothing was said for a very long time and things festered and built up until there was an explosion. And I never want to have that happen again. So I'm like, at the first sign of like, you know, something's a little off here, let's make some tweaks.
Like his breathing is bothering you. Just the blinking and breathing.
Yes.
Stop already.
No, his breathing is fine. It's how he chooses to use a spoon with a bowl. No. So there's like, you know, just some tweaks that need to be addressed and adjusted before something like catastrophic happens. Because I've lived through that in a professional relationship, and I'm like, I'm not doing that again. So I had suggested and asked, hey, I got a therapy session coming up. Would you want to join me? And my therapist, kind of like a one-off kind of thing, and he looked at his schedule and he gave me a maybe. So I was on the air yesterday, like, will or won't Bart show up? And then you asked me towards the end of the show, like, hey, so is Bart coming? And I was like, I don't know.
Because your appointment is at 11 o'clock, and I'm asking you at 9:50, like, so is Bart showing up or not? And you're like, I don't know.
Game
it's
time like a decision.
Fun little game. Like, is Bart going to go through that door?
You stand there, and it's like, door number one, door number two. So when I got down to the car to head over to my therapist office, I texted him and I was like, hey, you going to join me today? And he texted back and he said, en route.
Oh, wow. So he's on his way.
Okay. So I got
to
there.
To where, though? He ain't specified.
I hadn't thought of that.
He could have been en route to Planet Fitness.
Yeah.
Who knows? So, no, I got there, and he got there, and I'm not going to divulge the details of our session, but he was there, and I do, at the end of the session, I think it was hugely beneficial, and I'm glad we did it.
So there were some lines of communication open in that office that weren't before.
It's not even that they weren't open before. Again, it's hard to explain, and also I don't want to divulge.
Yeah.
But it was beneficial. I'm glad we did it, and I think he's glad he did it too.
Okay, super. Yeah. Thank you for the update.
You're welcome.
The Burt Show.